the week off? What do you guys do anything defensively?
Well, we studied the things that, you know, we tried to evaluate where we were at and, you know, some things we wanted to do. We wanted to be more consistent in our run fits and, you know, talked about our explosive plays, what we need to do there, and then takeaways. How could we give more takeaways? Anytime you give more takeaways, that'll help you out, you know, as a team. So those are things that we wanted to look at.
How do you get more takeaways?
Well, I think that there's an emphasis, you know, when you talk about takeaways, you know, there are opportunities that you have that you could actually take the ball away with stripping and stuff. We want to make sure that we're emphasizing it in practice as coaches. And another thing is that the opportunities you have when the ball is thrown to you, catch the ones that are thrown to you. You know, defensive players all think that they have great hands, but if you look, you know, there's a lot of drop balls, you know. So those are things that we talked about, you know, as far as takeaways and running to the ball and, you know, just an emphasis.
Mentally, is Aaron Colvin ready to play?
You know what? He's been practicing for a while, and we feel good about it. He's been getting a lot of reps, and, you know, he seems that he's really a smart guy. You know, he's been in the room, and, you know, I think he really feels comfortable now. So, yeah, you know, so it's been fun trying him out there and seeing what he's doing, and he's a great kid, so it's fun to have him back.
What's he going to do some more unique things when you're facing a team like Indianapolis who's had success against you in three meetings, or do you stick to kind of –
Well,
what
we want to make sure that we attack them the way that we think we can, but we don't want to get too far outside our system where guys hadn't had a whole lot of reps and that type of stuff. So, you know, that's a tough question from the standpoint that, you know, there's a lot of different things you could do, but at the same time, you don't want to do too much, you know, where you slow your guys down.
Geno's the old, sort of last linebacker from week one. Stan, has he played pretty well this year?
Yeah, he's done a good job. You know, I had Geno, so I've known Geno for a while. Had him in Chicago and very proud of the effort and attitude. You know, it's really helping Telvin and, you know, his role as a leader. And, you know, he's now the old man on the linebackers unit. So, you know, he's accepted that role and he's flourished in it. So, you know, we're excited about what he's doing. Okay.
Do you feel like in the trenches that's your best matchup is your line against their line?
We really like our defensive line, but they have a good offensive line too. I mean, I think to play well against these guys, you need a total defensive unit effort, good effort from everybody. I mean, they could do a lot of different things that attack a defense, so you have to be prepared on all three levels from the D-line, linebackers to the DBs.